Creativity is contagious. Pass it on in any way possible. Albert Einstein. Hi, creatives. I am so happy you're joining us on this new episode of season 4 of Brewing Up Creativity. If you're new here, I'm your host, Danielle Labonte, and I'm a full-time business owner of my graphic design studio, Danielle Labonte Designs. I'm on a mission to inspire creatives like yourself to pursue your creative dreams one podcast episode at a time. So go get your cup of coffee and let's dive into today's all-new episode. I cannot believe it is 2024. I feel like 2023 went by so fast. And I know I say this every year at the beginning of our first episode of any season, but I really do find that each year goes by faster and faster. I took about 2 weeks off work over the holidays. I always take a little bit longer because I find into the graphic designers tuning in, you know this. The last quarter of the year can be extremely hectic for work. Our clients need quicker turnarounds and project launches become a lot more prominent because a lot of times people just want their businesses or projects launched so they can sign off for the holidays themselves. Leading up to my time off, I experienced some burnout, but I find this actually to be a little bit normal. Now, hear me out. I have been in business now for 7 years, and you really start to understand the rhythm and prepare for busy seasons ahead of time. And I prepared for my busy season way in advance, so my burnout didn't feel overwhelming. I did, however, not make any plans over the holiday break, aside from seeing family on the major, you know, Christmas holidays. And of course, I spent New Year's with my loved ones. But aside from that, I really took time to focus on myself, get back into Pilates, deep clean the house, make time for more creative passions. And on that note, I cooked so many new recipes because I felt a lot more creatively and personally recharged, which was really needed for myself. I hope you all took some time to recharge over the holidays as well. I'm feeling refreshed and I'm back to work now, and I'm glad I took that time off. No matter what profession we're in, we all deserve a vacation. And I am completely devoting today's episode to chat through some pieces of advice and words of wisdom I have come across or have been told that I will be following this year to help me on different levels. These pieces of advice can be considered tips, but I almost want to use them and utilize them as affirmations and positive reminders for yourself. I tend to make solo episodes a touch shorter. Maybe that's just because I feel like I'm talking to myself, but I really do want this episode to have some sort of ring, be short and sweet, and allow you to really soak in what these pieces of advice have to offer you and what you're working towards in 2024. If you want to save this episode or write these down as reminders, I invite you to do so. If you're driving or doing something, I recommend using this episode as almost like a prelude to your 2024 by manifesting all that this year has to offer you. So let's just get straight into it. This is my list of 24 pieces of advice for 2024. My first one is normalize saying no to things that don't fill your cup. It is okay to put yourself first sometimes. As humans, we're often serving the public and other humans. So don't forget to prioritize what you need as well. This is number one for a reason, because I want it to act as a gentle reminder that you can still be a kind person and still say no. The second piece of advice is check in with yourself on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. What I mean by this is check in by seeing how you're feeling, what went well, and what could have been done better. What will you improve upon for the next day, week, month, and so on. Learn to get in tune with your mental state and your body. Number three, listen to your gut instincts. If something is feeling off, listen to what your gut is telling you. However, if something is pulling you and feels like it could be a really good lesson or experience, follow through. Always listen to yourself. Number four, invite new experiences into your life. There's fear often associated with the new. Humans are creatures of routine, but I invite you to accept new experiences this year. Enroll in a class, meet new people, pick up a new hobby, attend that event, and you get the gist. Being uncomfortable allows for substantial growth. Number five, your identity doesn't revolve around work. And I am fully trying to be transparent here and say that I am working on this year. And that's why it's made it into this list. But who are you outside of work? What makes you unique? Although our work becomes our life, quite literally, find reasons for your existence through non-materialistic events or products that make you, you. For instance, I define myself as a creative person. This means even though I've pursued a creative field for work, I am creative outside of work. I am creative in the way I dress, cook food, experience and create art, and so much more. I also know that I'm an empathetic person that appreciates and loves loyalty and gives that to my family, loved ones, and friends. I don't quite literally give up very easily on the people that I love. And that's just who I am outside of work. Now, people might notice that these traits have, of course, led into my work, but I think if I wasn't a graphic designer or a business owner, that this wouldn't change who I am. And that's why I invite you to really figure out who you are this year and what makes you you, because I think you will be able to determine your why and your mission on this planet a lot easier than when we just tell people, when we're asked, who are you? What do you do? And we just say what we do for work. I really do invite you to do that this year, to figure out your why, your purpose, and your identity. Number six, setting boundaries isn't a nice to have. It's mandatory for your own mental well-being. By setting boundaries, it shows everybody around you and yourself that you honor and respect yourself. If someone ever gets upset that you have a boundary in place, let that serve as a reminder that it was a good thing you had that in place. Let people pleasing take a slight back burner if you can in 2024. Number seven, hard times turn into lessons, which one day will be your strength, your awareness, and a blessing in disguise. I learned this hard in 2022. And if you found that you had a difficult year in 2023, I promise you, you will find so much strength in it this year. Number eight, success isn't measured in a specific type of smart. Success is measured in consistency. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Your journey is unique to you. Show up for yourself and be consistent. You'll see the results in time. Number nine, ditch the energy drainers. What I mean by this is ditch overthinking, ditch social media, clutter, and anything negative. This can be as simple as ditching the fact that perhaps you weren't taking many breaks last year, or making time for a good sleep schedule, for a good workout, and the list goes on. Number 10, find your home team, your backbone, and your support system. Oftentimes, our support systems won't look massive. It might even just be one person, but find those people and hold on to them. If you know who they are when you hear this, continue to give them that same support back. Invest in people who invest in you. So we always have to ensure that although we know who these people are, we are providing them some form of support and love right back so they know that we appreciate them. Number 11. Understand and embrace yourself. Make room and open the door for self-acceptance. Understand that you're not perfect. You will make mistakes. Your body might feel strong one day and weak the next. Just love yourself for where you're at currently and where you're going to be soon. Number 12, know that everyone is going through something and we're all learning things along the way. Social media can be a complete facade, although we can come to appreciate it. It's not always the truth. So you are not behind. Life is completely glamorized by the internet. Number 13, you're going to have a good year, even if you didn't make that vision board everybody posts about. I had to throw this in here. I'm so sorry. Like, I know that this is like supposed to be positive affirmations, almost good for meditation, but I had to just put in a little good chuckle because I didn't make a vision board this year, but that doesn't mean I'm not manifesting great things and working towards it. So you are going to have a good year, even if you didn't do it. Number 14, coffee is great in moderation. I cannot believe I'm putting this on my Brewing a Creativity podcast where we talk about coffee before any other topic in an episode. So the reason I'm saying this, it's great in moderation. I have one cup of coffee per day. And I'm striving to maintain this level of consistency where I don't push it to 2 to 3 cups a day. There was a point where I was having 2 cups of coffee a day. I actually have stopped that in the recent months. It does lead to dehydration and the jitters. Everybody's body is so different, though. I just noticed this with myself, but I am prioritizing this and to make sure that I'm having more water throughout the day this year and utilizing that for energy versus caffeine. Number 15, setting do not disturb on your phone is a blessing. Use it. Number 16, let go of trying to control people's perception of you. Their perception is based on a projection. If I could write this on a post-it note and put it in every room of my house, I would. This is something I really need to work on. Number 17, be yourself. Don't be a chameleon and try to blend in with a room. Let your unique self shine through. Those who love you will love you for who you truly are. Number 18, don't get consumed and wrapped up by bills, stress, and dead-end jobs. Money comes and goes. Do things that fill your cup and don't hyperfixate on the little negative things. Number 19, stop making excuses. Stop pushing off that launch or that project or that business idea. Start putting in the work and actually putting it out there for the world to see. I always say get started and put it out there, even if it's not perfect. Honest work is better than no work. And there's a video or a sound that I'm thinking of when I say this. And I can't remember what it is, but it's like, it ain't much, but it's honest work. And that's what I always joke around about with my clients when they say, this was so embarrassing that I put it out there and it's not where I wanted it to be. I'm like, just be happy you put it out there. You started building an audience. People know what you're doing. You understand more about how to run a business and what to do and what you need to do. There's going to be lessons in any business. So just getting started is so much better than always doing back-end work and never putting it out there. Like, please, just do yourself a favor. Number 20, don't save cleaning or reorganizing until it gets out of hand. Trust and believe me, it is so much more stressful and you'll keep procrastinating the more it builds up. Number 21, if you're looking for trust, trust in yourself. We need to be able to trust that we will make the best decisions for ourselves. Don't rely on outside sources. Trust yourself. Number 22, accept that no amount of guilt will change the past and no amount of anxiety will change the future. Number 23, start over if needed. It isn't the end of the world, but I know that's how it feels when you hit a wall and know you need to start over to gain clarity. I dreaded having to start over at so many points in my life, but each time I did so, I really did open the door to so many amazing new things and people. Number 24, make a change that you want to see in the world. We turn on the news every day and see what's wrong in the world. I stopped turning on the news for this exact reason. Be the change you want to see. If this podcast for me is a change I wanted to see in the world by allowing people to see their potential and inspire them to pursue what they love, find something you stand behind and make time for it this year. Bring your creative ideas to life with Creative Market. This all-in-one digital shop is my go-to for buying amazing stock photos, fonts, mock-ups, and more. Through being a full-time graphic designer, I constantly need creative assets that will take my work to a whole new level in my client projects. Creative Market has been a staple in my business, and I love knowing I'm supporting other creative business owners that sell their design assets online through Creative Market. Visit our episode's show notes to start shopping and discover high-quality digital goods that will help you in your next design project. I made a promise to myself that this year is the year I give back. Although I put my passion into this podcast outside of my work so I can meet so many amazing people and shine a light on their talents, I found a new change I wanted to make. I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't have parents that invested in me as a child. I find as children, we're literal sponges soaking up what we learn, see, and do. For that reason, they put me into so many creative outlets that allow me to expand my creative skills. Without that, I don't know if I'd be where I am today. I had a huge self-discovery at a young age because I was put into the arts. I put time into music, drawing, painting, dancing, and the list goes on. With that backdrop, I found an amazing non-for-profit organization called Vibe Arts. For every client project I work on this year, I will be donating a percentage of that income to Vibe Arts. Vibe Arts is a community that helps children and young people express themselves artistically and use their creativity and leadership to engage and meet new people in the community. These children might often come from an under-resourced community. The organization, volunteers, and donators within Vibe Arts create a lasting impact on the lives of young people through educational programming. I will be putting their information below in the show notes for you all, because if this resonates with you, I welcome you to learn more and help out. With all of this, these are my top 24 pieces of advice for 2024. I hope perhaps some of what I mentioned resonated with you and benefited you in some way. Before I end things here, I wanted to mention that we're currently looking for creatives to join us on our episodes of Brilliant Creativity. Feel free to inquire through our website, which is linked below in our show notes, by filling out our inquiry form. You will automatically join our waitlist, and we hope to have you join us on an episode of season 4 of Brewing Up Creativity. So see you in the next episode, creatives, and thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot wait for you to see what season 4 of Brewing Up Creativity has in store. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. We're always brewing up something new for all of you to tune into and love hearing from you. Our team over here on Brewing Up Creativity would love it if you joined our community in any capacity, whether it be checking us out on Instagram at Brewing Up Creativity or leaving a review to help us better serve you as listeners. If you're looking to join or sponsor an episode, reach out to us through email, which is linked in our episode's show notes below. Thanks, creatives.